basically, it was that time between, I guess, like 94, 95, and then we didn't hear from you till again to 97, when you by then you would become officially MF Doom. So was anything particular happening in that like two and a half year period that was molding you into what we were here, you know, when we first heard Dead Bent? What was the process?
Studying hip hop and studying flow, a lot of cappers coming out, a lot of soloists is coming out and getting money and blowing. Nah, it was really rocking at the time. Meth came out, you know, the Wu soloists kind of like started budding out. Biggie was out. It was like a good time for the soloist, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's when I was like really trying to find a slot, a good angle that I could come at that'd be different from everybody's style. Something that, you know, I could do without too much of a problem. Like a technique that I could just easily master with one formula, but still it would be different than anybody else's shit. You know what I mean? So that's when I came with the Doom shit. It was just like really just simplicity at its finest. You know what I'm saying? Just strip everything down to just the raw essence of rhyming. You know what I mean? Like, no ad-libs. Like, when you rhyming, usually when we be rhyming, it'd be like outside or at school, and you're right there live in a little circle or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's when, how it was when we first started and whatnot. And that's like, to me, the essence of it. Or like even on stage, a microphone and, or in a party, just you and the mic and the beat. You know what I mean? So it's really, I based the Doom style on that. It's just, you know, no ad-libs, no chorus, ill verse. You know, to where if you were standing right there and it was just four of us, you would hear it the same as if you would hear it in a car, or if you heard it on, in a stadium or a club or whatever. It's just that MC, that beat, and them lines, the punchlines. And, you know, if it's two MCs battling in that kind of setting where it's like a circle and it's just two motherfuckers going voice for voice and style for style, no, nothing fancy, you know, two MCs tying out at those times, you know what I mean?
For sure.
So that's where, you know, it's no gimmicks, you know what I'm saying, involved. So I took that and said, all right, let me use that as the basis. A lot of cats is, you know, oversaturating joints with choruses and, you know, like, cheesing the game up a little bit. I think cats started getting lazy. You know what I mean? A lot of money came into the game, so cats were getting lazy doing short verses. You know, kind of cheesy. So I said, all right, I'm going to just burn it down. If you burn it down, back like how when we was burning it down when everything first started, where you could go, you know, any corner in Queens and hear cats spitting and somebody be real nasty hitting it, probably for 20 minutes straight with no choruses over a beatbox. You know what I mean? I said, all right, if we could bring it to that level, then that's different enough to where I think the character would stand out. You know what I mean? And at the same time, bring the game back to what it's, you know, how I remember it.